I've mentioned it to my family, but in terms of telling people like, oh yeah, we're doing this, I'm looking for projects, you got anything? I'm not there yet because it scares the shit out of me.
Dreaming of launching your own architecture firm? Well, buckle up for a wild ride with Emerging, the podcast that shares what it's really like to start an architecture firm.
Where do we begin? We don't even know what type of business to formalize as. Is it an LLC? Is it an LLP? Like, how are taxes? I mean, the list is astronomical.
Season 1 featured founders Jeffrey, Lexi, and Chris, owners of Level Studio Architecture, are your fearless guides on this unfiltered journey from napkin sketches to a thriving studio.
One evening, stumbled into one last dive, we sat at the bar and pondered our postgraduate futures. Amidst the conversation, a napkin became the canvas for our aspirations, sketching plans and milestones, sealing our heartfelt commitment and shared dreams.
In drawing down dreams on a napkin collectively, that then, you know, in your head, you've rooted like, oh, I'm connected to these people, like long term.
The process of starting an architecture practice brims with excitement and challenges, demanding meticulous planning, flawless execution, and unyielding resilience.
I kind of hate the term because it's so overly used, but I think everybody knows imposter syndrome. And I think it's so real to this day. I don't know if it's with everybody, but with me, I'm always questioning like, us, can we do this? Are we ready to do this? Are we prepared? Can we do it?
Did we just decide a name?
We did it, guys.
Oh my
God. The one that
God.
Came out of nowhere.
Woo! It came out of nowhere. I liked it. I saw it.
Ready to turn your aspirations into reality? Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Emerging and chart your own path to architectural success.
Welcome to the Entree Architect Studio. Hi, my name is Mark Arla Page, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where every Friday I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise, all to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. Entree Architect Studio is a series of special bonus episodes where I invite inspiring, passionate people to share their knowledge and information about the building products and the services to help you build better buildings. I'm glad you're here. Let's go see who's joining us today at the Entree Architect Studio. And one more quick note before we get started. This episode was recorded live at AIA Conference in Chicago at the RCAT booth under the Big Red A. So please enjoy the background noise as an added feature to this episode. Let's get to it. So who are you and what do you do?
All right. Hi, Mark. My name is Bill Long. I work with PPG on the architectural coatings business. I am an architectural specification manager covering the Chicago metro area.
All right. So you're a local.
I am a local. Not originally, but last 5 years. Chicago.
Where before you moved here?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So Gary, who are you and what do you do?
So thanks, Mark. Yep, I'm Gary Edgar and I'm the National Specification Manager for Building Products and the warranties for our building products, our factory applied metal coatings.
All right.
So, I've been with PPG about 25 years.
Tell me what PPG does and what's new there.
So PPG, I mean, what's new with us is we're talking about sustainability, right? So some of our new products, our new powder coating products, are about long-term performance, being able to actually have products that are low or no VOC, and also provide, again, the long-term performance and the sustainability. So
let's talk a little bit about PPG as a company, the brand and the structure of PPG. How PPG is a big company. Been around a long time. How is it structured in terms of, you know, the sure. different segments of how
sure.
you serve?
Great question, Mark. And yeah, a global company, PPG has been around for 138 years and, you know, I think about 50,000 employees at this point. And we have a motto at PPG where we say one PPG. And what that means is we have all sorts of different business segments. Everything from industrial, like Gary works for architectural coatings, like myself, protective and marine, who we have represented today, And what we try and do with architectural firms, designers, and any customer that we do have is we want to make sure that we are in, they know that we internally are connecting the dots between one business segment to the next. We understand that it's not just architectural coatings on a project. There's we're going to run the gamut between PMC, industrial, architectural coatings, flooring, and anything else that is paint or coating related. So we like to use the motto One PPG. We like to be a trusted partner to the architect, and we like to do that by connecting the dots for them and ensuring that they know we are there to work with them on projects from the beginning towards the end, so the whole project life cycle, and we do that by working internally with our different business units.
So no matter what type of coatings that we're looking for, we can go to PPG, reach out to our representative, and you'll be able to help us with a product that works for whatever our problem is.
I can tell you that with 100% confidence, that is a true statement, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know, because it is such a big company. It does so many different things. You know, you don't know, okay, this is a marine finish. Who do I contact? Well, just contact your rep, and they'll take care of you, point you in the right direction.
That's exactly right, and that's what I've been telling people here all day. There's people here from all over the country, and I am happy to connect them with their rep when the time is right, and I will do it maybe tomorrow, but maybe it will be next week, but I will definitely connect the dots when they are comfortable and ready, so we can then pass the job on. Yep.
All right, great. PPG, yeah, I mean, we hear PPG, think paint, right? But PPG is coatings of all kinds, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we coat just about everything you look at and touch. We coat airplanes, automobiles, appliances, the computers, your phone, probably this microphone, all the material in this building, everything you could touch in this building, and the exterior.
Very interesting.
So it's actually pretty amazing.
So what type of products are you working with as a rep?
Yeah, so we have what we're kind of representing today, along with many other products, is our copper armor product, which is an antiviral, antimicrobial product put on interior substrates, and within 2 hours of drying, it will kill viruses and bacteria for up to 5 years. So we're representing that, and as Gary was saying, yep, we have a lot of different business segments here, including aerospace, automotive, we have industrial here, protective and marine, architectural coatings, and we have our color and design team here as well at the AIA conference, which has been great so far.
So copper armor, that's an antiviral, antibacterial coating, right? But is it paint?
It is paint, 100% acrylic paint, can be tinted in any color, and it's paint, great for education, healthcare, really anything that gets painted inside. But that seems to be the direction that we are going with interior paints. Gary talked a little bit about sustainability. And as we talk to specifiers in the Chicago market and nationally, we see that there is a link between what firms want to do on their specifications and sustainability across the board. And we as a company, I think, are 100% on board with that trend.
It's obvious that it's a necessary product right now, right? With the pandemic and the things that are going on, is this a product that was in the pipeline prior to that, or how does a product like that go through a process of coming to market?
COVID had a big, COVID was really the thing that initiated the antiviral paint, I think. As it initiated a lot of change in what the world looks like today. So I think that was the initial thing that started the copper armor product, and PPG was the first to get the product made and put it out, and we're very proud of that. So the product as a whole, we are very we're very proud of. We were obviously standing by that, and we're happy that it's in all states besides California right now in the United States. So we're working on California, but we're happy to have it everywhere else.
So what other products are you talking about at the conference here today?
So again, one of our newest products is our Coroflon Platinum. It's a powder coat. It's FGIA 2605. So it's longest term bright performance. And typically we coat exterior buildings. And those buildings typically have a 20-year warranty. So Durinar has been around. We've been selling Durinar for about 55 years. It's a liquid coating and it's tried and proven. And this platinum product, our new powder product, is a step in a new direction for us in terms of full force into powder. And with this, we developed this powder system that has actually superior corrosion resistance. Most powders require two coats to get the type of corrosion resistance that this product has. So this is a one coat powder. The transfer efficiency is 20% better. So the material actually costs less. Applications cost less. We're not wasting as much material. There's no VOC. We've expanded the color space in the sheen, so we can make it almost a near flat up to about an E5 sheen. So it's very exciting for us.
And so just a really basic question. Powder coating versus paint, why would you choose one over the other?
Well, I mean, typically before, to get the same type of performance out of a powder, you couldn't do that. It had to be a liquid. But now with technology, 2605, getting that long-term durability, we're able to get that with the powder. So some architects and engineers like liquid, the look of liquid. You can get some really sparkly metallic colors. But then on the powder side, you can get structure. So you can get multicolor. You can get panels to actually look like stone. So there's give and take on both sides. With powder coatings, I mean, they're a little bit more durable in terms of scratch resistance. There's less touch up. But the powder is actually moving forward really quickly, especially in today's environment.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you're doing to serve architects as a representative? Are there specific services that you provide to help architects sort of pick the right product for the application?
Sure. We offer AIA-accredited CEUs, and that's continued education. That is always helpful for an architect. You know, we know architects, designers have their plates full when it comes to writing specifications, and there's a lot of divisions on that spec. And what we want to be is a trusted partner for those architects and designers. So they know they can call us, and when they do, they're going to get a detailed response, and we're going to give them an answer to have them want to come back and ask us another question. And that's really, really what we want to be. We want to establish that long-term relationship. I think relationships with architects, it's a marathon and not a sprint. So we want to establish that relationship. And over time, that will then lead to a pretty lucrative relationship for not only us as a rep, but also the firm itself.
What's happening at PPG that's coming down the line? What's the future look like for PPG? Can you give us any inside scoops on what's coming next?
Well, a few things that we're developing and actually have been developed already. I mean, we've come out with a brand new flooring line, so we're extremely excited about that. And
talk about that a little bit. What type of flooring?
So they're monolith floors. We have cement floors, epoxy floors, and urethane. We've actually been developing this. We started the program, and it's out launching right now. We've developed a full group to support our flooring program. Yep. First of all,
great. Yeah. All right, anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap things up?
I don't think so. Very much look forward to listening to not only this but the rest of the manufacturer reps in the hopes of learning something. So thanks for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's fun. I appreciate you guys coming by and talking to me a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
If you liked this episode of the Entree Architect Podcast, please share a rating on your podcast player right now. Go ahead, click 5 stars. Then write a review and share a link to this special episode with a friend. This episode of the Entree Architect Studio, it was brought to you by ARCAT, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more, all for free at ARCAT.com. Go check them out, ARCAT.com. Entree Architect is a member of Gable Media, the largest, most engaged podcast network in the world that's dedicated exclusively to the AEC industry. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GableMedia.com. If you offer building products or serve the AEC industry and you want to join me here at the Entree Architect Studio, let's connect. Send me an email at podcast@entrearchitect.com. That's podcast@entrearchitect.com. Thanks for listening to this special episode here at the Entree Architect Studio. I'll be back with our next regular episode of the Entree Architect podcast this Friday. Until then, love, learn, and share what you know.
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk, and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.